This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Visit betterhelp.com/padilla because sometimes existing is exhausting.
This guy came up to me, opens a deck of cards. He's like, you need to kiss me for me to find the card that you kissed.
My name's Anthony Padilla, and I spent today with Pokimane to uncover the truth about how becoming the highest paid woman in streaming has resulted in relentless hate campaigns and purposely misconstrued headlines that have forced her to rethink her entire sense of self. She'll reveal how she handles the stalkers that show up and harass her directly at her home, and she'll address the headlines about the mental breakdown and the condition that almost caused her to retire. Hello, Poki! I am saying that right, Pokimane? People say Pokimane, but isn't your name pronounced Iman?
My name is Iman, so it's the second half of the name, I-M-A-N-E. Uh-huh. So it's meant to be like Pokemon, kind of like the game Pokemon. But I totally understand it reads as Pokimane. So when people say that, I don't correct them. Also, I don't want to catch a Nintendo lawsuit, so I'm like, I'll go with Pokimane, sure.
That's fine. Nintendo, please don't sue.
Thank you.
There is constant media surrounding your every single move.
Oh, geez.
There's thousands of articles about you, at least one every single day.
The only time I do know about those articles is when my mom or family members bring it up to me. I heard that you were permanently banned from Twitch. I heard that you're quitting. I heard this and that. I'm like, Mama, you're getting clickbaited.
I have some article headlines here that are very spicy. So I'm gonna read the headline, and then I want you to tell me what was actually going on.
I'll do my best, because on God, sometimes I read things and I'm like, I did that.
Pokimane breaks down while explaining why she needs to live on a farm. Did you have a breakdown? Did you have a mental breakdown because you need to live on a farm?
I feel bad trapping my cats indoors. And I'm like, they deserve to be free, but within confinement so they don't die. Right. So my dream is like to have a farm where they can just roam around, but within, you know, like a fenced area. I do attempt to make a funny every now and then. I'll just, my poor cats, they just sleep on my couch. You know, like I won't actually break down.
Twitch star Pokimane reveals stunning condition which would have forced her to retire earlier.
What is it?
I don't know.
I don't know either. What do you mean?
She said, if it wasn't for the influx of female viewers, female streamers, and just more diverse community members, I think I likely would have retired from streaming this year.
They made it sound like a disease.
I thought you had a disease.
I was thinking of like pivoting away, but now that I see so many more female viewers, people of color, like different minorities, it makes me feel like it's becoming more inclusive. But I don't think that's that kind of a condition.
Pokimane addresses rumors of her doing cocaine on stream.
That one is real. Not the me doing cocaine, but I did address it. Yeah. I am very far away from substances. Not in a judgmental way, it's just, you know, not my thing. I kid you not, 6 years ago.
Wait, how old are you?
19. And I was playing around with these candies, and one of them was like a white powder, so I like jokingly cut it up into like haha, you know, like live. And this only circulated after that like Gideon drama thing where like random people were like, oh my God, look at her doing drugs. And I'm like, this is literally something I broadcasted as a joke 6 years ago.
It was your choice to broadcast that.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, oh, just like playing around with candy.
Yeah.
Dang. Anyways, I did address that, and I'm addressing it again. So.
And the negativity that you face online isn't just confined to specific moments. You've had entire smear campaigns built around you.
Sadly, yeah. Or at least it's felt that way.
Yeah.
But that's just what happens when hating you is profitable. So obviously people will look to profit. Honestly, even for them, they're just doing what produces a successful result in a sense.
Yeah.
Even if it's at my mental health's expense.
There was one big thing that you dealt with where there was a photo of you and someone took a screenshot of a very specific moment from that video. They were like, let's all attack Poki for this.
Prior to that no makeup stream, I had done like 3. So when I did it, I really didn't think much of it, but there was a split second where people screenshot it and I looked particularly not pleasing. But you know, that's that's human beings. Like, put us in bad lighting, didn't sleep well, your hair is a mess, you're gonna look not that nice. But the irony of the fact that that has been used against me so much is that, like, throughout that stream, like, I spoke about how I feel like online there are so many unrealistic beauty standards and not enough people kind of dismantling them.
Within that stream, you talked about that?
Yeah.
And then they did the exact same thing.
I intentionally had my hair like really messy, like did not look cute. And I'm like, yeah, and then I'm gonna make myself look cute.
I don't know, not with me though. I look this perfect all the time, but go on.
We can't all be you.
And you've had it brought up constantly for 3.5 years?
I mean, it's kind of like any time the incels come around. That's their bread and butter. They're like, look, you're ugly.
See, we proved it.
And I'm like, sweetie, I know, I live with myself. I've never had an issue with the way that I look without makeup. Why do you think I was so comfortable putting myself out on stream like that?
When that first came out, were you affected by it at all when people started attacking you for that screenshot?
I felt very confused. I grew up in like the YouTube beauty era.
Yeah.
You see people like at the beginning with zero makeup, like they look very different than the end product, which is fine.
That's part of the draw.
So when I saw people online making a big deal out of it, I was like, that's weird. However, I noticed that long term, whether you like it or not, when something is like thrown at you and people are like, this is a bad thing, it will seep into your subconscious a little bit. I noticed myself catching myself if I had like hair similar to how it was in that photo, or the lighting was like that and I wasn't wearing makeup, and I would like remember that picture and it would make me feel kind of bad.
Were you ever tempted to change yourself to reflect the positive things people said about you, or to try to negate the negative things that people were saying about you?
When it comes to social media, I feel like we are kind of all being trained to...
You could say brainwashed.
I actually kind of prefer the word trained, because it's like, when you see something performs better than something else, you feel this desire to do more of that. But what if that's not really reflective of who you are or who you want to be, and you're really just responding to what other people like?
You were trained to see yourself in a negative light.
I started sensing like, oh, like, why do I feel weird when I see myself like this? Oh, it's because so many people have told me that like this is a bad thing.
Were you tempted to change your looks, your behavior?
I intentionally don't in those moments. The alternative would lead me down a bad route, which is like, okay, maybe I'm fixing this moment temporarily so that I feel better about myself, but I'm doing this to appease others.
Considering you stream for so many hours, is it kind of running through your head like, this could be taken out of context, this could be taken out of context?
I felt that pressure a lot. And initially it was like, should I be super careful about everything that I do? But then you're essentially putting yourself in a very small box, and that is not fun. Literally anything can be taken out of context. Every time I wear my hair curly, like, so many people come out of the woodworks like, you requested my opinion on this, didn't you? I want you to know that I prefer your hair when you wear it like this.
Someone implied that you were doing blackface because you allowed your hair to be natural.
They just don't know that I'm Moroccan and Morocco is in Africa, so that's just my natural hair. If anything, throughout my life, I've done the opposite. I've like chemically straightened my hair.
Yo, chemically straightened team, what's up?
Happy to say though, like, me wearing my hair curly naturally was probably one of the things that I received the most positive feedback about. And the thing is, that was like one guy who said it, and then people write it in articles because those are like very sensational. And then because people will write articles on this one comment, the people who read the articles will think that that is a larger sentiment than it really is.
They think
is.
That's a consensus.
Yeah, when it was really just one guy.
That implies that any one single person has the ability to shift a narrative because it becomes seen as the consensus.
But the fact that this is like an article clickbait thing takeaway is just so annoying.
Is there a difference between Pokey and Iman?
I make the distinction between Pokimane and Iman more so as a way to like mentally protect myself from certain things. When people say, oh, Pokey is this, Pokey is that, I kind of just think to myself, oh, this is just what they think of like Pokey and what they've seen of her. And what is she? A collection of moments like in content throughout years on the internet, right? Mm-hmm. Who am I? A human being with friends and relationships and like so much more that it is impossible for people to fully know that. But that's not to say that I feel like personality-wise, these are two different people, mm-hmm. especially because when you're streaming, like, what am I gonna act for 6 hours,
That'd be world-class.
Oh, I know, like, give me the Oscar.
give that woman a race. When you were referring to Pokey and Iman, you said her mm-hmm. for Pokey and you said I mm-hmm. for Iman.
That has served me a lot, because then when people say things about Pokey, I don't take it personally. And I don't think any creator should, because these people don't know you personally. So their comments, therefore, cannot be personal. However, that doesn't mean that like I won't consider what they say or like take constructive criticism, but I at least compartmentalize it to like my stream or my work or like the content that I'm creating, as opposed to me lying in bed thinking about Joe Smo from Mississippi hating me.
That's something that I think I need to work on as well, is separating the me that people see and then knowing that I am a completely separate person. Yeah. And I feel like having that username separation there probably helps.
If I could do it again, I would be faceless 1,000%.
Yeah. Do you feel like people like to minimize others to their mistakes and they like to see them through the lens of, you are mistake 1, 2, 3, 4, nothing else?
Recently, I did a collab video with Anthony Padilla. He posted a photo of us and I saw quite a few comments about a past mistake. It just hurts to be labeled as someone who uses slurs when it's something that I am so vehemently against. Like, one of the comments said that I've said it like numerous times, and that's just not true. I've publicly apologized for this instance many times before, but it just feels like my apology isn't able to reach people who hear about this for the first time. The clip is from 8 years ago when I was a minor. I've grown and learned so much, and streaming myself throughout that journey makes me hope that I can be like a good example for people changing and becoming more considerate and becoming a better person. I think some people do. Mm-hmm. I hope that the majority of people don't. If anything, I think it is a much better story to be like, oh, this person made a mistake and still was able to learn and grow from it and achieve all these things. And then you can look at yourself and say, if I make a mistake, like, that's okay. I can still do so much. Like, a mistake shouldn't define you as a person.
Encouraging growth?
No
way. What the fuck? What? No, you made one mistake. You're that way. That's the only, that's you. What was your childhood like?
I was just like an internet little nerd since I was, especially like 12. Mm. MapleStory days, RuneScape, any MMO I loved. I quite liked my high school years.
Yeah.
My family and I have always been like very academic centric. Had a huge hobby of gaming, which was like my after school secret life.
Why was it secret?
People weren't into gaming then. It was not cool.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you like one other girl in my high school that gamed regularly. Then I went on to study engineering. I did programming, I did physics, I did chemical engineering, and you take extra classes than normal. That's when I had the mental breakdown.
So you have had a mental breakdown at some point.
Oh my God, if you're in engineering and you haven't had a mental breakdown, you're not in engineering.
Dead inside.
I love maths and sciences. And I wish I still got to do something with that.
What's 14 plus 3?
17. Thank you.
Damn.
Quick math.
Damn.
I made myself have like 2 days of like back-to-back 12-hour classes. Yeah. And then I would stream like Wednesday, Friday, and then like a weekend day, which kind of worked, but was extremely stressful. So I arrived at like a fork in the road by the end of my second year. And I was like, if I go into my third year, my classes are going to be so heavy, I will have no time to stream whatsoever. I had like a PowerPoint. I convinced my parents. I'm like, these are my projected incomes.
Wait, so that you would tell them why you're dropping out?
Yeah. You know, when you have traditional parents and you want to drop out of school?
You got to make a PowerPoint presentation.
Yes. Thank God they're like, sweetie, if it makes you happy and it seems like financially it makes enough sense, you could go ahead.
Wait, tell me about the PowerPoint presentation. What did it look like?
I had to graph my income and show them like, these are the sponsorships I had. And so this is how much I've been able to make. And so if I take a year off, worst case scenario, I would save approximately this much money. So at least I would no longer have student debt. I feel like I went about it pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
It was like a calculated risk. If anyone is like, I don't know how to tell my parents, PowerPoint presentation.
Come back here to the comments in a few years and let us know how it worked.
Yeah.
When did you first start streaming?
I was 17, second semester of my senior year in high school.
When did you blow up?
21, 22.
So you blew up after dropping
the timing
else.
Was so good. It was almost like I was on a boat and the tide just happened to really rise. Like that's when gaming took off.
Was there a moment when you realized, oh, this could be my career?
During my second year of college, there was a month where my combination of like subscriptions, donations, like people were especially generous in support of that month, and sponsorships, and I made five figures in a month. So I made over $10,000. And when you are a college student and you know, your college debt is like 30K, you're like, a third of my debt is gone.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, I was like, wait, maybe this could be a potential career path for me. Short term, long term, whatever it is, right? And then I started building the PowerPoint, you know?
Yeah, that's when you decided the PowerPoint needed to come out.
Yep.
When the Twitch data leak occurred,
yeah,
you were referred to as the highest paid female streamer. Before we get more into that, a quick heads up that we actually had Pokey on another episode 3 years ago, and I spent a day with ASM artists. And we have a bunch of other episodes with some of the biggest names in streaming, like Hassan, Amaranth, Tubbo, Rambu, Wilbur Sook, Carl Jacobs, and some upcoming episodes that I don't want to spoil, but Tina Kitten and Nia Chu. But take that to your grave. Do not tell anyone. And of course, a huge thank you to Purple for continuing to sponsor and support this series. And you might be wondering, why am I so excited about a mattress company? Well, let me tell you, Purple mattresses provide incredible comfort while you sleep by using what they call the grid, which is this revolutionary ventilated design that allows air to flow through it so you can stay cool all night without flipping your motherfucking pillow halfway through the night. And that, with most pillows, is what prevents me from getting a thorough night's sleep, feeling like I woke up and my neck was just run over by a semi. You know, it's completely normal shit that I used to deal with. But not anymore, not with Purple, because the grid supports and cushions my head in a harmoniously beautiful way that I had not previously thought about. And right now, you'll support this series and get 10% off any order of $200 or more by going to purple.com/Padilla and using promo code Padilla. Again, that's purple.com/Padilla. And with promo code Padilla, you'll get 10% off any order of $200 or more. Terms apply. Now back to the world of Pokemon. When the Twitch data leak occurred, you were referred to as the highest paid female streamer. How do you feel about gender constantly being brought up when noting your successes?
I think games are for everyone. If you're a kid, if you're in your teens, if you're an adult, if you're like a senior, whoever you are, to me, gaming, it's like reading a book. You're not gonna say, books aren't for me. It's like, you just haven't found a book you like.
It's another form of media.
Exactly. And so that's always kind of been my goal, to show people that. When I achieve anything and people relate it to my gender, I take it as a win for my gender, essentially.
Yeah.
And actually, I remember when I hit a million followers on Twitch, the thing that made me the happiest about that milestone was not just that I hit a million followers on Twitch, it was that a woman hit a million followers on Twitch.
Do numbers affect you? Do you have your view count on?
Oh, no. Honestly, at this point I should, but I have it off all the time. To me, I was like, I don't want to treat my audience differently if I have 50 viewers or 5,000 viewers. I think this came from a decision I kind of made when I was watching a certain streamer, and he said something along the lines of like, oh my God, there's only 1,000 people watching, like, I'm gonna dip. And I remember feeling like, oh, like, I feel bad for all these people watching,
right,
whose time you essentially just disregarded. There are thousands of individual human beings who decided that you were worth their time that moment. That's crazy.
Do you feel that pressure to constantly either maintain or climb in viewers and sub count and followers?
I think I just do my best to not let it impact me too much, in the sense that if I'm going to make a decision, I take a moment and think, am I doing this because I like it or because it's fun? Or am I doing it for the numbers? Once you cross a certain threshold as a Twitch streamer, your viewership depends on how many hours you stream I can't be an 18-hour Andy every day. I cannot.
Oh, like Hassan?
Is he alive? Is he okay? Someone check on that man.
Do you have fear of losing it all?
Not really. If people, like, weren't interested in what I had to say, I would just be like, okay, and I'll just move on and do something else. And especially initially, like, when you first start gaining traction, you're like, I could lose this at any point. Yeah. And you feel like you have to work really hard and do all these things. And I think that's, to some extent, good for motivation. But long term, you feel trapped in that pressure. So what I did to combat that was just work really hard on my personal relationships. Mm. Even if, like, worst case scenario, everybody on the internet decided to wake up and hate me tomorrow, well, at least I'll still have my best friend and my two cats and my family, and, like, I will go live in that happy bubble, you know, as a human kind of should.
I think it's tempting, though, to feel like if this starts to fall, my whole life is destroyed. I lose everything.
I feel like a life should be a bunch of pillars, and your work should be a pillar. It shouldn't be the only pillar.
The less pillars that you have in your life, the more that each one becomes
the end all be all.
A scary thought of what happens if
everything
this one
will
collapses.
Fall apart if you only have one pillar, of course. Yeah.
What has been your most bizarre fan interaction?
This guy came up to me. He's like, oh my God, Pokey, do you want to see a magic trick? And I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I love magic tricks.
Okay. I'm scared of where this is going, but continue.
Opens a deck of cards. He's like, pick a card, any card. Okay. Uh-huh. And he's like, all right, now kiss the card. I was like, okay. And he's like, put the card back in the deck. And he starts shuffling. You know how they shuffle?
Uh-huh. Just like that. Uh-huh.
And then he's like, all right, now I will find your card. But you need to kiss me for me to find the card that you kissed.
Okay.
And sorry, every time I this happens, I feel kind of cool. But
deal with it.
Deal with it. Obviously, I didn't do it.
Oh.
Like, what, you think I did it?
Wow, so disappointed.
You think I did it?
Yeah,
of course. You think I'm that easy? No.
Of course.
But I had to give him props. I was like, you had a creative idea behind it. Okay, okay.
Have you dealt with any super creepy, any like stalkers?
I've received so many scary texts. If someone finds your number and they're like, we're gonna send someone out to SAU to do this, to do that. I'm gonna find your family. People have said the worst of the worst thing. And that's why I have three different phone numbers. There was a guy who showed up to our neighborhood and was just like walking around looking for us. And he came across my roommate and he was like, oh, like I know you. You need to take me to Pokey. Like we're meant to be. I came down here for her. My roommate texts us and he's like, this guy is like walking around looking for Pokey. I remember when I first heard and I didn't know what was going on. Like this random guy is walking around our neighborhood and he flew down here from somewhere to find me.
And he's asking for you by name.
I was streaming at the time. I ran to my door, I locked it, and I streamed all night. Because I was like, if this guy finds me and tries to do something scary, at least, you know, I'll be streaming so people will see what happens.
At least it'll be documented on the internet forever.
Yes, I know. How kind of crazy of me, but you know. I try to do what I can to have like reasonable security precautions. If I'm going to live in an apartment, it's a place with like 24/7 security. With like front door service, you cannot get to certain rooms without a fob, like things like that. That's why I haven't invested in like real estate or looked into really getting a house, because that's like a commitment. And what if that house address gets leaked? You're done for.
Yeah.
So I just move lease to lease to different places.
You have to be ready to pack up and move if someone, if your number or address.
Which sucks commitment wise, but the security is kind of worth it.
Dating.
Mm-hmm. I am a 25-year-old who's interested in people.
Sometimes. Whoa, wait, you date people? I've seen articles that are like, oh, Pokey's dating this person. Is she dating this person? Why won't she talk about her dating life?
I'm dating them all.
People want to know about your dating life. Do you purposely keep that separate?
I had seen so many instances where people would try to accredit a female streamer's success to their male partner in the industry. Like, yeah, that's just this person's girlfriend. And I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna date anyone publicly ever, so anything that I do accomplish cannot be accredited to anyone else but myself. And now that I've grown, it's become more so like kind of a different issue where it's like, I am so in the public eye, even if I were to be in a relationship, that person would need to be okay with also being in the public eye. And that's a lot to ask of people. Maybe someday I'll feel comfortable enough and I would need to make sure that my partner doesn't care too. Like that's a big question mark in that regard.
Yeah. What is next for Pokimane?
Many Chromies.
Got a little Chrome? Feed me, mommy. You're not mommy.
Actually, you're hungry, so
I am pretty hungry, so I am saying feed me, mommy, to someone. But it's not you, I promise.
I did start a channel called Iman, I-M-A-N-E, where as I said, I just like post whatever. And I feel like this is something that no matter how involved I am in like streaming and gaming, no matter what, this is an outlet for me to like connect with people and kind of showcase myself. I recently started like a management kind of firm.
For other streamers?
We help guide them through the process. We help events, experiences, all of that.
What is it about doing what you do that brings you the most joy?
Since day one, it's always been being able to connect with other people and being able to feel like you make someone happy or that you can be a positive influence on their day. It's like there's something so gratifying about that. It's like it's because of those people and they really uplift me so much. Like the kind of sweet messages that I receive, just I've cried over those.
I spent a day with Pokimane. One thing that really sits with me is the importance of establishing multiple pillars to form the entirety of who we are. Rather than reinforcing the idea that our entire sense of self is based on one pillar alone. So when it becomes profitable for people to spew hate or establish entire hate campaigns around you, your entire sense of self doesn't come crashing down with it.
When I was younger, I never really watched movies. So I haven't even seen like Toy Story 1, 2, 3. Or I think there's... I know. No, I'm so sorry. Anytime I tell people that, I'm sorry. It's a disgrace. I know. It's like I didn't have a childhood.
If you didn't watch Toy Story, you didn't have a childhood. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, like, I get it. I understand your perspective. I do.